Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We really had a wonderful weekend this past weekend at Sugar Hill Church. Hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, serving out in our community and making a huge difference. And there were dozens and dozens of people that hung around the church to do work around the church to help us prepare for all of the fall and all of the holiday programming that's coming up soon. Thank you. Church, you have just blown my mind in your willingness to serve others. But today, let me just kind of be a party pooper in the middle of all that celebration to talk about a midlife crisis. The scriptures say in Proverbs 5:18, may your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always, and may you ever be captivated by her love. Oh, my stars, how could that be the party pooper statement after all that celebration? Well, let's take a look at a midlife crisis and what it means. It means you're most definitely, almost probably, discontent. You may be discontented with your spouse or your work or your car, but the Bible's pretty clear about being content with what or with whom God has blessed you, especially your spouse. His desire is for you to want what you have and not obsess over what you don't have. Remember the bride of your youth. Celebrate her coming out party. Perhaps you married your spouse because they were cute or they were cuddly or they cared about you or they loved the Lord. Now, these are compelling characteristics, and hopefully those have grown over the years. Be joyful in the fact that Jesus the Christ, and be grateful to God that he has given you a spouse who walks with him and wants to be with you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth as she keeps you young and yearning for Yahweh. In the Philippians, Paul writes in chapter 4, verse 11, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Moreover, listen, be captivated by the love of your spouse. Their capacity and willingness to love you will grow as you consistently and unconditionally love them. What spouse will not embrace their other spouse who serves like Jesus serves? Love and respect create love and respect. You know the old counseling adage is nothing changes till something changes. Well, let me ask you a question. If you're craving love and respect, then love and respect. It's a Christ-like cycle. Being captivated by the love of your spouse, knowing that they have been given to you as a gift from the Lord God. You choose them, so be pleased with your choice. In God's providence, he pronounced you husband and wife. Lastly, listen. A spouse captivates the husband or wife with character and attractive looks. Guys, there is nothing like togetherness that you give your wife. Wife, there is nothing quite like affirmation that you give your husband. When we come together and we are wooed by one another, by the youth of our sweet spirit and a delightful smell and an inviting beauty, man, we make it our business to be intentional about being lovingly interested in all that we are about, don't we? But you know what I have found? It is easy to grow and find yourself in a rut when you stop togetherness. I want to encourage you, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you, Isaiah says in chapter 62. So here is what I want to challenge you with. Guys, don't forget that togetherness is turning away from the computer screen, the tablet, or the phone, and spend intentional time with your sweetheart. Ladies, spending intentional time with your husband and the things that he loves to do. To both spouses, trying and attempting to meet their needs and to see them succeed wildly is the most attractive part of you. Whatever we do, let's look at our spouse today in the recognition that we are to value them and love them and cherish them. So they are a treasure that God has given us. Now, there are times they may look like the booby prize, but the fact is they're a treasure given to you from God to be your best friend, to be your soulmate for life. Hold them today, kiss them today, be together with them today, be fully engaged with them today, and I promise you, tonight will be better. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.